Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast. And on today's episode, I want to talk about programming your social media to really resemble a TV show. More recently, I actually caught a keynote online, a keynote speech from the top business guru, social media expert, Gary Vaynerchuk. And I know I mentioned him a lot in a lot of different parts of my podcast because he's definitely a motivating factor for a lot of the social media and things that I've done over the years. I've known him forever and actually local New Jersey guy. And I think I went to one of his very first gatherings, and you know, he did like a tour at one of his businesses in Springfield, New Jersey. And this is before he was like this monster brand and monster business person. But a lot of great motivation comes from what type of content he puts out, and a lot of the keynote speeches he does across the country at all these big events. So what he was talking about, that he just put out a video today, and it's up on YouTube. But if you follow him on Instagram, you can follow his Insta story, which then leads you to the YouTube video. And it's really talking about programming your content, programming you. In my last episode, I talked about the brand and telling your brand story. What is your brand story? That's really the story about you. And, you know, we were just talking through how some people might have some hesitation and anxiety in talking about themselves and or getting on camera and talking about the business or saying like, hi, I'm Margaret Fontana and this is my business. This is what I do. Today I'm here. You know, I would be lying if I said, you know, I didn't have those hesitations, but I definitely do too. But I think it's really exciting once you get over that hurdle and you start putting more stuff out, more content out. And so the theme of what I wanted to talk about today is really programming all of your content like a TV show. On Gary's video, he's like talking about reality TV. I mean, everyone has watched reality TV, right? It's very grainy. It's a camera following someone. If you also follow Gary Vaynerchuk, that's literally what his content is every day. The content is video of him in a car going to a meeting, but just talking about like, oh, I just answered emails. Here's what happened. Today I'm going to be talking about blah, blah, blah at this meeting. We're going to be talking about, you know, social media. We're going to talk about business, you know, and then they actually show video of him. He has somebody recording him day to day, which obviously none of us really have like those extra people. But maybe you do, you know, and maybe it's actually, you know, you take those moments and opportunities. If you're with someone, you work with someone, you know, it's reality TV, reality like smartphone recording, but maybe you can script a couple of those things, hand the phone off to someone else and, you know, kind of do those moments where it's like, you know, today I'm at an audition for blah, blah, blah. Today I'm meeting with a client. We're talking about their business and top ways to whatever. And it just depends on your business. Depends on what you do. If you're a small business, you know, and you have like a storefront, you have so much content because you can record yourself, pick up the phone, record yourself. So when you're recording all of this content, you know, like it should be very meaningful. It should mean something. So if you, like I said, if you have a storefront, you have services that you sell, you should be talking about those things, talking about your day to day. Take those pieces of content, put them out, on Facebook, put them on Twitter, put them on Instagram. I think right now your number one place for any content is Instagram. You're going to get the most engagement and you can actually link out. So if you own a business, you're talking about your services, you actually upload your video of what you did this morning, you put it on Insta stories, you put it on your timeline, you're going to say, hey guys, to learn more, go to my bio and click on the link, and it takes you to either your website URL, maybe you have an e-commerce. But I mean, there is so much opportunity to really push your own content. And this is why you have to think like a reality show. So it's like, all right, I'm going to get up in the morning, I'm going to record myself talking about what I'm doing today at work. I'm going to record myself talking about how I am going to, you know, come up with a strategy to do A, B, and C for my business. And, you know, when you're taking that content, and this all lives on your phone, like your phone is an extension. You are a one-man production show. And nowadays, there is absolutely no excuse not to have content. And it doesn't even mean you have to film everything. It means taking pictures and putting those out, but then, you know, putting them out on the appropriate platforms. So you have Facebook, you have Twitter, you have Instagram. Inside of Instagram, you have multiple things going on now, which is like Instagram stories. Then there's IGTV, and there are differences for those types of areas and where you put your content. Obviously, IGTV, the content is a little bit longer. Insta story is like a little tease, right? And then your Instagram timeline, that's like the area where you see all your photos. That's where you could put up to a minute of a video. And then in your caption, you write like, you know, here are my services. Here's what we're doing today, blah, blah, blah. Put all the appropriate hashtags that make sense. Link in my bio and put that link in. And I think you have to start experimenting. I'm going to bring back that word in 2019 about experimenting. You know, social media is so undervalued. And this is where I agree with Gary Vaynerchuk, where he talks about it's not about social media. It's about attention, right? It's about, this is like old school marketing. And, you know, putting yourself out there has never been easier. Back in the day, right? Traditional marketing, pushing your business, anything like that. You had to pay a lot of money to get in a newspaper, pay a lot of money to get a commercial. I mean, you still do, but it's different now. You have access. You can put out tidbits as much as you want. You do not have to rely on anyone. And if you still want to do those media buys in the traditional spots, you can still do them. You know, I would still say that TV is like super, super effective. It's still like, I think, the number one platform for advertising. But, and that'll never go away. I mean, there's a shift into digital video, social video, but it's not the same animal. I mean, it's totally different. But you have more control now than ever. And so much of this is attention. So it's like, if I come up with a new product today, boom, I can go on any of my platforms and put this stuff out. On Facebook now, and a lot of people are struggling with this because Facebook stories are trying to catch up to the Instagram stories. There are some things inside of Facebook stories that are not 100% yet. Just found out yesterday from someone very, very smart that you can't really tag a business page inside of Facebook stories. So, and then I put it out to my mastermind group and people are like, oh my God, you're right. And some people are like, I think that hasn't been released yet to the world, right? So like the way you can tag things inside of Instagram stories or pages, or just put like the at symbol and then tag someone, it doesn't work the same on Facebook stories. But there are more views happening inside of the stories than there are of you posting on your timeline on Facebook. So there are places, there are things you can do. If you're going to have someone film you like professionally, and like maybe you got some budget behind that and like you're paying someone to do a video, then that should go properly posted to YouTube. And just know the differences of when you're uploading your video, because I really dislike, I think it's ugly when you film on your iPhone and then you upload on YouTube and you have the borders, because obviously vertical video, there's space on the left and right. I'm not a fan of that. I know it's the video, but I think it looks ugly. So experiment. Go back to experimenting. Experiment. Don't put things public yet if you want to experiment on video. And also just start thinking about, make an outline or create a calendar. You know, we in the marketing world and production world have editorial calendars. So meaning like the month of February, Monday, I'm going to post this. Tuesday, I'm going to film this. Wednesday, I'm going to post this. And the reason why I'm posting on Wednesday is because Wednesday is National blah, blah, blah day. And you put all the appropriate hashtags, and that actually pushes your content further out into your network. So, and speaking of network, you know, and we're talking about programming only of your content, but make sure you're really connecting with like good people. Don't go and like every single person. Like, don't hit the like, follow. That's the best way to get spam and spammed back. So select, you're gonna have to take some time, you know, again, with everything that we're doing. And I always say this, time and commitment are your top two things. Take some time and actually click on the bios that are following you before you follow back, because I always make sure they're like legit normal people or normal business people, whatever account I'm in. I'm not a fan of that, because, you know, you can have like 5,000, 10,000 followers and half of them are like these pods of people who just scam all day and like stuff all day. And then it doesn't really translate to business. Nobody's converting for you. It's like phony. It's not real. And I can get into that more intensively, I should say. And how to avoid that. So anyway, today we're talking about programming your content like a TV show, promoting your content like a TV show. You've watched TV your whole life. You know how TV works. You know when you've seen commercials that promote products that are really, you know, breaking down how to push stuff out. So think about what you're doing. Think about what your content should be. Think about who you are. Go back to the brand story. Who are you? Maybe experiment, take a chance, get out of your comfort zone this week, Monday or Tuesday. Start off your week and be like, you know what? I'm going to actually turn the camera on. I'm going to turn my phone on. I'm going to do a quick whatever. I'm going to do a quick promo and be like, hi everyone, it's so-and-so from the blah, blah, blah business. And today in this week, we're promoting, we have a sale, you know, we have an exclusive download of the whatever. Go check it out. I'm going to put my URL for the content or for the link to buy or to download in my bio. Please go take a look. You should be very consistent with that. And I will guarantee you, you will have some type of result. You have to try it. And that's called experimenting. But instead of experimenting with social media, you have to be consistent. So I hope that this maybe resonated with you. Programming your content like a TV show. Promoting your content like a TV show. If you have any thoughts, if you have any feedback, if you have any ideas around what I'm talking about right here, email me, margaret@margaretfontana.com. If you want to meet up with me, if you want to come on the show to be considered to talk about your topic, send me a pitch. Let me know what it is you want to talk about, and we can go from there. So I hope you all have a great day, and be sure to check out all of the episodes. And please, guys, also, the biggest thing, which I haven't really pushed yet, I mean, it's so important inside of like Apple Podcasts and iTunes, and maybe some of you are aware of how that works, but if you can, go into iTunes, please. Go to my show, my podcast, go into the reviews, which is like if you scoot down a little on the page when you first land on Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show, scoot down and there's a section that says reviews. Just can you review, please? Hit a couple stars. I mean, the, you know, minimal, but add something if you can. That would be wonderful. All right. I hope you all have a great day. Talk soon.